Blog Talk Radio.
Feel the same when I'm with you. Watch it up nice and slow.
back. Ooh, I'm about to lose control. Cause my milk don't hold back, let it go. What did that do? Only you will let me know. Hold me like a tattoo. I don't wanna take it out, but I have to. Only for a second, then I'm back in. You know when I come and how I'm packing. Look over your shoulders, put your back in. You're leaving in the morning, you're supposed to be packing. Yeah, we gon' have to push that flight back. Said you gotta go, brought it right back. Those calls, those texts, you don't write back. Forgot about your phone, my sex is like that, like that. When I'm with you, watch it up nice and slow. In the back, ooh.
Need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same. Cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt.
You're the one
who keeps me sane and I can't complain. You're like the drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins. Keep me alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over mine.
Cause you're mine.
Believe me, we can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. How you doing tonight, Diva?
I'm wonderful, Diva. How are you?
I am most excellent. I had an amazing day, and I'm good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on?
Absolutely, I do. All the time.
And All right. I'm going to give you all the info to that in just a few seconds, but let me tell you where you've entered. You have just entered the erotic love zone. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that 1. Ooh. We got a show for you tonight because we want to know, past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you all the time, what would it be? I wonder, what would it be? Now, as I was saying, I got to give you the info to these beautiful, beautiful pieces of jewelry that you can adorn your body with. As many as you can stand, because they have wonderful properties. They have healing properties, great energy, all of that. And they are all designed by a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is the CEO of Raw Links. Man. And you, ladies and gentlemen, you can acquire them on Amazon or Raw Links, BRAW@Facebook.com. And guess what? If you can't get them from either one of those places, holler at anybody here in Epiphany, and we will make sure that you get to adorn your body with one of these beautiful pieces, or 2 or 5 or 10, you won't be the same. So, Diva.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Now, I wanna put something out there, okay? Because when I say a piece of your partner, it could be anything. This is the erotic love zone. But I wanted to just go on a little, you know, just expound on, you know, different. Is that the right word? I don't think that's the right word. But I wanted to, you know, just open the door for something a little bit more other than the physical, because it could be any part of your partner. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. So, Diva, what, you know what, if there is a part or there's a piece of your partner that you would keep with you all the time, what would it be?
Well, it's in my piece, but I will say it's his heart. Now, spiritual heart, of course.
Okay, okay. I like that. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. That works.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, for me, now I don't have a partner as of now, but I've always wanted. But you know what? When I was with whomever I was with, I always wanted to keep every part of him. There wasn't a piece that I didn't want to have with me all the time, and I'll explain the rest of it in my piece. But I don't think I can actually choose a piece, because that would be like dropping a a juicy, fresh piece of a kill in front of a hungry lion. You know what I'm saying? He ain't just going to stick his nail in it and pick one little piece and stick it in his mouth and be like, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? it's all or nothing, because that's what I give. You know what I mean? So that's pretty.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I'm really interested, and I'm pretty sure everyone else is interested in what it is that you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, Diva, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you. And even though I'm Miss VIP tonight, this is a clean piece. So y'all just hold your hats. If I can hold on to one thing from the one who is most important to me, it would be his spiritual heart. It be truthful to a T, be just for me, be faster when he kisses me, slower when he misses me, skips a beat when I kiss him in the right place, or make love in cyberspace. See, he gives it to me the right way, and I accept while giving mine in his hands to stay, metaphorically. So in essence, I love him, and he loves me. I have his heart, he has mine all the same. He stole my heart. Now I'm about to have his last name. I'm blessed beyond all measure. I have love, soon to have a greater life. No games, just loyalty, respect, and lots of pleasure. I don't think I want to hold on to anything else, because what's most important is what I have from the start, what I'm holding on to until the end, his heart. And that's that piece.
Sorry, Diva, I was trying to get off of mute. That was beautiful. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know, when you have a partner, I don't see how anybody can actually choose just one piece. I mean, we have I guess we could have your picks at that time, at a particular time.
Mm-hmm.
So, could be his lips, could be his eyes, the way that they speak to you without him saying a word, you know, could be his mind and how he expresses himself. It could be his touch. It could be anything, the way he smells. It depends on the time. You know, timing is everything. And that was beautiful. It really, really was.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
I feel like this is reminiscent of just the love zone.
It is. I was about to say that. Great minds think alike, Diva.
Absolutely.
But now, Diva, it is your turn. So let me just put the spotlight on you. And when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Much like my diva, I am La Perla Negra, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. But, y'all have to forgive me. This was very, very, very last minute. I had a full day, and I wrote something for y'all. So y'all be patient with me. If you expect any eroticism, sorry about that. But here we go, and this is untitled. Asking me to choose is like asking me to try to blanket the sun, but I shall try and pick anyway. His beautiful mind is top tier with me because of the way he speaks, what it holds, what he envisions about me, for us. It's natural and simplistic, like roses budding and blooming. He shows constant appreciation for my growth and never lets me forget how I blossomed right before his eyes. He says that's his biggest turn on, because I hid nothing. It's kisses. When we make love, every one of them placed is soft and moist and keeps me wet. His eyes, They tell me every day he loves me, and that no matter what, he's here, his hands, because they have a way of touching parts of me I feel ugly about and make them beautiful. See, I love him. So there isn't just one part that takes precedence over another. Except us. Because every part of him turns me on, and I'm jealous of the world because only parts of us will ever touch parts of others. And when parts of him are shared with it, it disrupts my absolute favorite part. And that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, there's a line in there. But first of all, dope piece. There's a line in there. What was it, the parts of me I hate, he loves, or he thinks they're beautiful?
I said his hands, because they have a way of touching parts of me I feel ugly about and make them beautiful.
Yes, yes. Ooh, see, I love that line. That line
Thank you.
Because it's funny, when I was in the throes of, you know, bad body image, you know, my man was like, but you're beautiful and always. It doesn't matter what you look like. I was like, ooh. So it was like, ooh. And I'm telling you, I had a complex for many, many years, but it just took him to look at me who I was. And, you know, it's incredible, I'll tell you that. But that was beautiful, Diva.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh.
You know what? I think a lot of us, most women, go through that or have gone through that, that, you know, there are certain parts of our body that we just don't find attractive. And it doesn't have anything to do with any outside forces, another woman. It's just what we, you know, when we go through that period, there's so many different levels and that we go through, we have to reach. You know, when we're younger, we have what I call the perfect body, okay? You know, I deemed myself having the perfect body. I was slender and I was shapely and you couldn't pinch an inch. I didn't have a blemish. You know what I mean? Now I got cellulite, I got stretch marks, I got a stomach, not just a stomach, I got a stomach. You know what I mean? I'm juicy now. And there's parts of me that I feel like, you know, why they did that? But I know that that's just the way I was designed. You know, it's life that happened. I brought fourth life, and that's the result. And, you know, it's life happens. But when you have that man in your life, so he'll get him all this. You feel like stretch marks is a roadmap. You know what I mean? And the fluffy part of you, that's the love handle part. That's the part he can grab onto. It's more, you know, most men, they like meat. They're wolves. They're not dogs. They don't like bones. They like meat. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know,
absolutely.
As they say in the Bible, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Well, she who finds a husband finds a good thing, too, because if he truly is her man, her husband, he's going to love everything about her that she don't, you know.
Exactly.
Enough of the mushiness, though. Enough of the messiness. Okay. We're going to get to this microphone of this first caller. We got ourselves a C-Double 34 music in the house, y'all. Hey, C-Double. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Can you both hear me well?
Yeah, crystal clear.
Absolutely.
Very good. I just want to thank you both for doing the poems that you did. Very elegant, very excellent. and it wiped out the memory of those three whiny Cymbalack music pieces. Thank you.
Why y'all over there hating on my music? Man, come on.
Look, it's like, mama, give me a diaper.
I just got my hair done, so you know it's super tight. My scalp is like, please stop laughing. Please stop smiling.
You know how I feel about Ashanti. I'm sorry. It's just, it's like Tiny from Escape talking. I'm sorry, it's just bad. But I love you.
Every time this man come in here, he hating on my music. I still love you. I got nothing but love for you. I did. I was good when we have time apart like that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, life happens. So it's all good.
Man's got to make that money. You know, that's what I do.
I know that. Make your paper, Bubba. Make your paper. I ain't mad at you. It's all good. It's all good. So I'm going to give my diva the pleasure of asking you the question of the evening.
Good. I was all hoping right. that.
All right. C-Devil, we would like to know, you know, in your past or present, if you could have kept one thing or could keep a piece of your partner with you at all times, what would it be?
In my past, it would have been the breast.
Oh, my goodness.
But with my woman right now, and she's facing the same growing older and stuff like that, look, I'm looking like Suge Knight with a Buddha, and but she, even with her flaws and imperfections, I wanted to go John Legend, all of me. I want all of her. That's intelligent conversation, welcoming spirit, all of her. That's my part. That's my piece.
Okay. Sure it is. And you know, my screen thing. Thank you for that defining moment.
See, now, you thought I was trying to be like Play from Kid and Play in House Party. You could trust me.
You know what? I ain't even gonna touch that one. You and your nostalgia.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna touch that one. Oh, he's so bad. But what I'm going to do, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, you never disappoint. I'm going to stand back and put you in the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, ladies. I remixed this piece. It's called Liquor. I'm drunk off you. Intoxicated off your skin as my delicacy. Your chocolate flavor refreshes me. I could stay into you rent-free with amenities. Your sex is tremendous as it suspends me to a level I've never been or met. Let me introduce myself to your essence as we are jettisoned to our bedroom. You're my Benadryl in my red cup as I sip your nectar. From deeper perspectives, extracting from your vortex, pure wetness. I come from the north, but you've turned me into a southern man, the way I pronounce beautiful, beautiful, and music, to describe all that you did. You oozed something so fluid on my face pillows, which got me losing my equilibrium for a moment. As I imbibe on your life's lotions, don't front, because you know with that black moon of yours, I got you open to the possibilities of you admitting the realness that you're feeling me. this is really deep, like we've hit the earth's core. This is what happens when you disrobe out of your camisole. And I approach the fountain of youth with my tree of life. So glad you're my wife laying next to you in bed at night. I've never experienced paradise, but I have a sample in my sights. Tunnel vision and focus and committed to enter you is so interesting. My licks are rich in vitamins and minerals that's intentionally ready to get you off, like Niagara Falls. Come as you are in this even flow. As I jam this pearl so deep, you'll reach nirvana. I bring the sounds to your garden and touch your rhythmic motions and synchronized swimming. Here comes the rain again, because sweet dreams, this chocolate mixed with caramel as I gargle your smell. Down to the skeletal at its optimal prime, we transform the sex. As I cocktail and ascend you, where our souls levitate by the God we serve in orgasmic conversations. Can't wait to do this again with you. My tongue licks become the paintbrush, embracing chances to create this masterpiece. I'm your museum, and I've got you in my frame, because, baby, what you got there, that's my piece.
Wow.
Wow.
I was trying to write down some lines. Go ahead, Diva.
I got stuck on a line, something about Red Bull and something about your essence, and I was like, oh, I'm just stuck from that point
on. Red Bull. She's putting Red Bull in there, dang.
That's when I heard Red Bull somewhere.
You must have meant Benadryl in my red cup.
Oh my God. That's because Benadryl puts you to sleep now, doesn't it?
Yup.
No, she's my Benadryl. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
We're putting each other to sleep.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right,
that's what I'm talking about. I like the whole piece. I can't grab one particular line out of it because every time I got ready to, you see it's something else amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know what you do? You know what you do? When you spit your pieces, double, you make us anxious for the very next line. It's like a really, now me, I'm an avid reader. I love a great novel. I don't care so much for the short stories. I love a novel. But I like a page turner. And that's what your pieces are pretty much like. It's like, what's he going to say next? What's he going to say next? Oh, yeah? So I couldn't grab just one particular line. And I've always been a fan, especially when you throw all the nostalgic words in there, the phrases and the song titles, all of that. I wish I could do that. I really wish I could do that, but you know, that's your niche, and it's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna give it a try one day though. But I really, really love the piece.
Yes, you have to try it more than one time.
It says who? I haven't tried it yet, but I'm going to. I heard you got to try everything at least one time before you go. That's what I heard. So, I don't know. But love the piece, man, as always.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you coming through. And I do so enjoy your studio recordings. You put the music over top of the pieces. Really, really dope.
Yes. Yes. I enjoy that as well. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Kalinda is over there, my mixologist, and she's waiting for some company, you know. And you are the first person here, the first caller. So go on over. Be nice. Be nice. Okay. Go in there and sit back, put your feet up, take your socks off, baby, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Steven, how about, yeah, he is. Before I go, you know what, I'm going to play a song first, and then
all right.
Maybe we can come back. Maybe we can come back and do a station identification. All right?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right.
I got the time. about you? What's the mood, babe? What we doing? You can come through, babe. I'm just cooling. We on that Tuesday, now you on me. We getting lit, we feeling wavy, yeah. I don't care about them signs. You know I got what you like. All I need between them thighs. If we ain't on the same page, this is my age, this is my time. This is where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah, and what I do. This what I love, yeah, how about you? How about you?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I see your station identification.
Blessings and one love.
Wow. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Diva, I don't see any more hands up. So I guess this is going to be an early night for us, which I ain't putting up no fuss about it. I enjoy the poetry. Conversation, you know. Oh, wait, we got a hand up. Just popped up. And I believe this is Divine Demon.
Hey.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah.
How you ladies doing?
I'm good.
We're good, we're good. I guess it's my turn to ask the question of the evening.
I think so, Diva.
Okay. Past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you all the time, what would it be?
A piece of my partner. I'm going to put it politely. I'll say her Pandora's box.
Pandora's box? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because that thing was tunnel deep and I never hit bottom and I celebrated that.
Oh,
okay.
All righty then.
I ain't mad at you. Okay. You know what? Before you get into your piece, I'm going to say this. A lot of people, including myself, that was actually the first thing that came to mind when I was thinking about writing a piece for this. And then I went back to everything about my partner. Well, I don't have a partner, but I'm just reminiscing on what I would have, you know. And I said, you know what? Here's other pieces that I would like. And I used to be real, real clingy, but that's because I went through a lot of crap when I was younger. But and I always said, the one thing that has not changed about me, not the clinginess, but I still desire to have that him as a whole with me all the time. Yeah. I'll never say it, after tonight, but that's just how I feel. Because I don't know if that has anything to do with me being a twin or just growing up in a family of 14 kids. I don't know. But
oh, wow.
I'm used to having somebody next to me, somebody around me. So we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight, because for one, you wouldn't raise your hand if you didn't. And two, you never fall in without having something
y'all about to end the show early, so I was like, well, I was listening, and then I was like, well, it's not even 9 o'clock Central Time, so I was like, well, let me jump in real quick while I can.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, that's a lot longer, so I don't know if the topic scared people or what, but I was actually trying to come in incognito, and the fact that y'all know my number, I need to check it.
That's right. Oh, you thought you was going to flip by? I seen you when you first called in. I already programmed your name.
I need to get me a new phone number, because I like to flip stuff out. I don't like to be noticed.
You don't like to be noticed?
I like to come in, you know, just a little mysterious on the phone. Can't do that on y'all show, because everybody area code. So you kind of came in on a surprise tip. You just, like, everybody's
nah,
name,
you
so I got to give me a whole new phone number.
That's so mean. Let me tell you something. This is how I am, right? From the very first time a person calls into my show, and I know I find out who they are, I'm programming the name in right next, and I'm old school. I write everything down in a notebook, pen and paper all the time. Oh yeah, so ain't no, you know, you might get me the first time you call in. You might get me the second time if I can't find my call log. But 9 times out of 10, you ain't skating like that on, sister. Plus, when we hear your voice, might not even have to say your name. When we hear your voice, those beautiful eyes and that face, you're a handsome guy. You're a good-looking man. So, I mean, that comes to mind. So, you know, either way, it's a win-win for us.
That's right.
So, I'm going to let you get into your piece. I'm going to stand back. Mic is yours.
Okay. The piece is called What If. What if I told you that I loved you, but I never showed you? What if I showed you I loved you, but I never told you? What if I told you I couldn't show love because I didn't know love? What if I never knew love because I never grew in love? What if I told you I had a hole in my heart that never healed? What if I never knew love because it never showed itself to me? What if I told you that I could never feel, that I couldn't feel love because I was taught to conceal love and I didn't know when love was real? What if I was afraid of love because it's bigger than me and I don't know how to handle entities that are larger than me confidently? What if I told you that I show love with my pen and all I could ever do was to write you sad love stories disguised as a pathetic poem? Then, if I stopped writing and stopped speaking, and I couldn't show you love because I didn't know you, would you still love me in peace? What if, Krista Gifted?
Wow.
I love that. Love that piece.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That question about everything, the possibility of those things happening. I think we have all asked ourselves that question from time to time. And I've never posed it to my partner, but that question does, I think, lie within everybody's heart. You wonder.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Just wonder. The things happen in life. That was a beautiful, beautiful piece. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for it. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to let you creep on over there to the Love Lounge, and you can grab a drink from my mixologist, Kalinda, or, you know, you can have a conversation with CWE over there, and probably smoking a cigar or something.
All right. But if not, that's not. kind of like synonymous to my life story.
All right. Wow. That's awesome. All right, darling, I'm going to send you over there to the Love Lounge. Thank you once again for calling in. And remember, there's always a microphone waiting here for you. All right?
Amen.
All right. One love, one mic.
Thank you, hon. One love, one mic.
One love.
Oh, that was mad. What you think, Diva? Have you asked those questions before of yourself? I mean, in your mind, have you wanted to ask those questions? That what if this happened?
Yep. Oh yeah. But you know, I realized something. Even though I asked those what if questions, I realized that not that I didn't have to ask, but once I asked them, then just in the same turn, I was just shown why. You know, like, you didn't even have to ask, because this would have happened if you said, what if, or if you let something happen that wasn't supposed to. So,
absolutely.
Or even that was supposed to. So, tell you that.
Yeah,
the higher power has some way of explaining things very, very well.
You got that
showing
right.
Mm-hmm.
You got that.
So, Diva, who do we have next on the list?
Oh, man, we got another Diva coming up in here. We got ourselves T. Michelle.
Hey, T. How you doing, Diva?
Hey. My goodness.
Hey.
This is a
treat. Miss VIP. Holla, Perla Negra. How you guys doing?
Good. Aside from my scalp being on fire, you know, when you go get like braids or get a retwist, child, they be pulling your soul through your pores.
Take a nice hot shower. It'll help you relax. Even if you allow, like, you know, the moisture just to, I know you can't, like, when you get your hair retwisted and stuff like that, you really can't let the moisture get to it. But, you know, wrap it up. It helps you to relax. You'll be fine.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. If I can get my lazy tail up out of the bed. I done came in, took my clothes off, and slid under the covers now. I don't know.
Yeah.
You holding me hostage. But tomorrow, definitely tomorrow, I'll be able to get in some hot water and just stand there and let it hit my body. So thank you for the suggestion. Appreciate it.
No worries. Was that Ms. VIP?
Yeah. You know what? I'm just happy to hear from you. And I'm telling you something, girl. I got to say it again. I know where you get your good looks from, your mama.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait. And I was like, look at that. Oh, my goodness. You guys are lovely ladies, for real. I just wanted to say that. I was like, man, look at T and her mama.
Yeah,
no, I got fussed out about that whole story, though, because she said by the time she made it to church, everybody was asking her about the Kool-Aid. So, yeah. I gave my mom some electric Kool-Aid. So, yeah, my bad.
That was a beautiful, beautiful picture, though. Absolutely. But I think my diva has a question to ask you.
Okay.
All right, diva. Okay, past or present, if you could have kept anything or could keep a piece of your partner with you at all times, what would it be?
It would be the bend in his arm. Nobody really thinks about, like, that part. Like, when a woman places her hand on the bend of his arm, it's like he's guiding her into a place. So, you know, she's allowing him to guide her. Love happens inside the bend of the arm, whether, you know, it's a very
passionate embrace or a loving kiss. And then even if he puts the bend of his arm on your shoulder, sometimes, you know, it's either you're joking, happy or whatever, but sometimes support is required there. You know, if he has a limp or something like that, or, you know, he's losing strength and he needs somebody else to carry him. Yeah, you can put the bend of your arm right there on my shoulder and I'll carry you. I got your back. So it's something that's not, you know, really, you know, it's like one of those spots that's neglected on a body, but it is important. Mm-hmm. Like every part of the body is important.
True.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Touch, especially, is very, very important. It's the first sense that is stimulated when we're born. So I agree. I think that's a beautiful thing to mention. So, Miss T. Lachelle, what you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight? Because I know. You got a gift box full of pieces, and you're an amazing poet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fall back and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Well, I got something short. I really wasn't prepared, but I'm going through one of my journals, and like I said, it's really short. So it's called Old Dove. Be my heart, O dove, fly within me. Teach me about true love, one beautiful and everlasting. Touch my soul so deep, their joy will be compressed. Relieve me of my burdens, place ease upon my breast. And in peace.
Short but powerful. That was beautiful. Place peace upon my breast. Right, girl, you would have said one line and ended it with that.
And
I'm trying
it.
To tell you. That did it for me.
Me too.
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Very nice. Oh, man. Now, wait.
Long
before you scared off. Before you scared off. I'm sorry, Diva. Go ahead.
No, I'm like, you know, your pieces are beautiful, and whether short or not, they're very, like Diva said, they're very powerful. But I can see that, and I can feel it. So that's what counts, you know. So that's what's up.
Absolutely. But before I let you skate off, Miss Lady, and tell everybody what you got going on.
Well, I will be visiting Epiphany as Just Jay and Gina Storm bring their show this Saturday, of course, there at Epiphany. So I'll be there in support, of course. You guys know me. And then, you know, supporting everything Small House on Clubhouse, so. But right now I'm mainly just out promoting, the book that I just, you know, helped to contribute to and, co-author, and edit and stuff. So, that book is called Becoming a Girl Powerhouse. So I've been on that lately. So, yeah.
All right. Congratulations, Diva.
Congratulations. Wow, that's what, man, always something going on with you, though, and you deserve it, whatever it is that you deserve it. But I'm going to let you on over there to the Love Lounge. Now, it's just a lot of male energy up in there right now, but you got some female in there. Kalinda,
I'm going over there to save Kalinda. I already know how to make it happen. I got your back.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. She pressing the red button. So I'm like, yay! All right, so she's waiting for you. Oh, man. Oh, wait. T, Lachelle. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always supporting us and calling in tonight and giving us that beautiful appreciation.
Thank you. I'm blessed to see you guys.
All right.
One love, one
love, one love, one love, one night. Oh, man. That was a beautiful piece. Yeah, but it was profound. A lot of times, you know, just because it's a few words, that doesn't mean it don't make a statement or make them, you know, have us thinking or touch us in some kind of way. Because that last line, lay peace upon my that right there, that did it for me.
It doesn't take much. You know, sometimes less is really more. So I understand. That was beautiful.
Absolutely.
So
you ready for this?
We got a couple of more calls.
We do. I'm going to open up this next mic to one of the newest members revisiting Epiphany. Let's put it that way, okay? we're going to bring in Dina Storm. Hey, Dina. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Awesome.
I'm fine. Happy to be here, Divas. Happy Wednesday.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday. You too. Yes, yes. So, how you doing, Dora?
I'm good. The show is great. I was so happy to be able to raise my hand because I didn't have a piece, so I was able to write it while I was listening.
Well, we are, you know, you one of them gifted ones you can spit off the top of your head. So if you said you wrote something, it wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me. And I know
I'm
it's going to be amazing. That's all we can do. That is all we can do. But I got to ask you the question of the evening.
Yeah.
All right. So past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you at all times, what would it be?
Oh, wow. I gave it so much thought, and the first thing that came in my mind was his hand, and then I heard your feet. So I was, like, scratching that. moving on, because I'm talking about from his hairline to his toenails. He was perfection. Our relationship didn't last forever. But I had a wonderful ride while we were together. So I have to pick the part that I know brought the most joy to me. And it's his mouth.
Stand back, put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. His mouth. I chose his mouth before, and I will again. Not for the obvious reason, but I would want to keep his mouth during every season. See, he prays for me daily and often nights also. He reads scripture and gives me the breakdown when I'm confused. His mouth only brings me good news. He has that deep voice that I find sexy in my dude. He was blessed with a beautiful singing range and croons 90s baby-making tunes, gospel and old-school hip-hop, those hooks that make my heart stop, cooking and baking, smiling with each sample, showing off the deep of dimples. Pearly white, lovely smile, a mile wide. His enjoyment, he'd never hide. I want to keep the affirmations, the sexy talk, the loving words, the awesome and the corny jokes. This conversation is poetry more times than not. When he's holding me, just the way that he says my name, hits the spot. His kisses enchanting, lips full and lovely. Yes, I had to pick one thing. His mouth would belong to me. In peace.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Oh, wow. You just wrote that?
5 minutes ago. Tila Shell was on when I finished.
I love it. I love it. The description. You know, What I'm noticing, there's a lot of transparency in the poetry this week. And I'm loving the energy of it, man. I'm loving it. It's just, I don't know what it is about, you know, I mean, we as poets, we're all transparent at some time or another, but there are deep spaces in us that we dare not tread because we are, you know, we ourselves know that there's a certain emotion or a response that our body will give to that. But lately, y'all been coming through. I mean, on every platform that I visit, and I'm just loving it. I really, really am. And man, thank you for that piece, Gina. Diva, what you got
thank
for that?
Thank you for the subject. Yeah, the topic was amazing. So in my mind, I was thinking, yeah, I can just come up with something right quick. I loved your piece. I loved your, Ms. VIP, I loved your piece as well. Clarence Ferguson, that's C-34 Music, that's my big brother Dexter. I loved his piece. Can't remember the poet that came on after him, but every single piece was just, I mean, back-to-back beautiful poetry. So I'm happy to have been able to come and share.
Oh, thank you, thank you. And that was Divine Demon, a.k.a. Krista Gifted.
Mm-hmm. Sure was. I'm like, I know the voice. Who is that?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful poetry all night. It's just been great. I'm going to hang out because, you know, I've been going to bed really early because I have so much to do with the moms every day. But we don't have anything on the calendar for tomorrow. Woo-hoo.
Okay. But before you do, skate off. Because you do have something on the calendar for us, and we'd like to know what you got going on in the world.
Saturday night, Just Jay and myself will be debuting a brand new show here at Epiphany. It's just simply going to be the Just Jay and Gina Storm show. I've been with Epiphany for a long time. I've been a fan and a friend of the family and a supporter of the network and a love for real with every fiber of my being. So I'm happy to be back here. And Just Jay has actually guest hosted, I want to say, on almost every show on the network as well. So, this is just a second home for us, but this is going to be a priority for us because it'll be on every other Saturday. We debut this Saturday, December 10th, and I'm looking forward to it. I love poetry, I love poets, and I love Epiphany, so I'm back home. I want to also put a shameless plug in for Tila Shell because she was remiss in mentioning this in her support of everyone else. We are featuring her in the living room at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse on Sunday. That is at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss this interview with her and get to know her on a whole nother level because she's a very private person when it comes to poetry, but and the community, she likes to share and promote everybody except for herself. So this is me giving her, you know, that loving push in the right direction as a family member and not just a friend.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. She's got to do a better job when it comes to promoting herself. So I thought I better throw that in there. So I've got something to do on Saturday and Sunday, y'all. So I'm going to be busy getting this poetry out. I'm going to go over to the bar. And since my niece is there, she knows what I drink. I'm sure she'll have something for me when I get there.
Okay. Galinda knows also. Yeah, we take one visit.
Yeah.
And she's keeping it in mind. So I know she got
that's
it waiting
for good bartenders know their beverages and they know their customers. So I'm looking forward to it. This is just, like I said, a wonderful place to go in the middle of the week. So let me go get my libation. Y'all get to the next poet. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. That's what I'm talking about, Diva. You want to do another station identifier and then we get back to these callers?
See if I can whip up one right quick.
But you were right about people coming out with their transparency. It is truly amazing. I'm thinking, wow. I mean, all right. Well, here we go.
Hey.
Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network.
Take your socks off.
This is Tiffany Radio. Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please, by all means, press that one and join us. Diva, are you ready for this next caller?
I most certainly am. Who do we have on the mic?
We got ourselves another newest member of the Epiphany family. That's Just Jay. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone, Just Jay. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Jay. Welcome.
I'm doing good. Y'all sound like y'all doing better than I am.
We doing all right. We doing all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we hanging in there.
Yeah, I see my partner in crime had just rolled through here.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did, and gave us an amazing piece. Absolutely.
And then TV show was before her. That was a good lineup.
Yes. And we are anxious to see what's going to take place on Saturday. I can't wait.
We
are
too.
Well, my diva has a question to ask you.
All right, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Past or present, if you can hold on to any piece of your partner, what would it be?
Ooh. Hands down, it would be the mind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, without that, there's nothing, it's just a shell. So everything starts right there. I don't try to make it sound like nothing more important than the next thing, but right offhand, me thinking the thoughts and the memories and all that type of stuff, the things that kept me stimulated, you know, the helping me, allowing me to help her, you know, all that type of good stuff.
Absolutely, I agree. I absolutely agree because. The mind is everything, and you're right. Without it, you know, it would be just a pretty empty shell, and that's it. So, okay.
Some dudes, that's all they need. I want me a little bit more.
Well, you know, some people are very superficial, you know, so all that other stimulation, it don't matter. But I dig what you say. The mind definitely has to come. All the time.
The practical application of truth with that is that I have seen women that have not been that attractive, but their personality made them attractive.
Okay.
I've seen women who have been physically attractive, and the way they are has made them hideous.
Yeah, that deep down inside that, you know, it's like they say, beauty is only skin deep. It's the content of your character that matters right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you are absolutely right, man.
I got to go through hell. Give me that ugly woman. We about to get out of here.
You know what? I'm a little superficial because I have a preference, but I think we all do. But the thing is,
we all do.
I have, you know what? I've made hell my home at one time, and I don't want to go back there. I don't want to reside there again. So yeah, I don't care what you look like anymore. You know, I gotta see what's going on inside because what's going on inside is going to shine bright on the outside. You know.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that ugly can be so bad it can feel like it's a wind blowing down the tunnel, and you might not be able to just, but hey, whoa, yeah.
You know,
you can't even face it.
I'm gonna stand back out the way because you know what?
Dragging you to the deep water.
You trying to take me? I ain't going back. But I'm gonna put a spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Oh man, y'all the best. I appreciate y'all for putting up with my shenanigans. She was a fragile construct of my mind. Beautiful was her face. And her talented mind and thoughts haunted me relentlessly with inspiration. And from my quill, I had a world to build for her. As my plume extinguished its ink, images poured forth. But our zeal was only in our togetherness. And when I was alone with sleep, I restlessly wrestled because of thoughts of her. For a piece of peace for the peace of mind, she was the only one that could console. I would go to the rooftops, reach out and beckon for her love, and recite calming odes to my lover's heart. You are my queen, and for you I drone poetic passages with savage intensity, till fingertips bleed the blood of a poet's psychedelic endorphin-driven dream. And just like that, poof, she was gone. Leaving only fleeting after images, transient glimpses of her. As I spy with squinty eye my love through the ephemeral fog, as I reach and lunge, stretch and reach and grope to finally grab hold of her hand, pulling her close to my face in a lover's embrace, only to be left holding the wind. My heart seizes and I'm down again in a spiraling tailspin, drenched in sweat, back where I began again. And in a low voice I hear, whatever drug that you are, I am your loyal addict. Poem.
Wow. You know what?
You
know, I know you're still on mute, aren't you? Huh? Uh-huh. See?
I was trying to find the mute
button.
Oh, what happened?
You know, Jay, I've been listening to you since you've come to Epiphany, had your own show or whatnot. I even heard you on Clubhouse a couple of times. And your delivery on your pieces is real, it's tight. So, and this was nice and clean and just, you know, I saw everything. And it was a beautiful thing I saw. So, you know, really, kudos, because this was beautiful. But I appreciated it, too. Good job.
Hey, thank you, love.
Yes, absolutely. No, I've always been a fan of yours. And a part of me... The part of the reason why I'm such a fan is your tone is in your voice. It's something, it's soft, and but it's direct. And then your wordplay, beautiful wordplay, because it gives me a sense of nostalgia for some reason. And I'm a very visual person, and you give a visual within your pieces, and I've always admired that. I always liked that about your poetry, and I think it's beautiful. I really, really do. And I want to ask you, what was that you said? And from my quill, what? That line did it for me.
Oh, yeah. I got you. Oh, here it is. And her talented mind and thoughts haunted me relentlessly with inspiration. And from my quill, I had a world to build for her. As my plume distinguished its ink, epic images poured forth.
That one right there. You know, I'm writing it down, so don't be surprised if you hear it in one of my pieces.
No, wouldn't I? That's a high honor, Danielle. I appreciate you asking me also.
it's a beautiful, beautiful line. I'm not going to, I mean, I don't know how soon or how late, but somewhere down
I'm
the
waiting
line,
to
I'm
hear it. You let me know, like, AJ, it's on its way. What?
Oh,
don't worry about it. You know what you hear.
That's a beautiful piece, and I really, really appreciate you coming in here supporting us, like I said. And before we let you skate off, you got to tell everybody, you know, I know your partner in crime came up in here and gave us some info, but we need to hear it from you as well. Okay, so
she know how to do that stuff, though. I be butchering it. I just take a, you know, like you got a ham there. I just take a butcher knife and just start knocking chunks off of it. It don't even look right there when they get done. They eat the same, but it don't look right. This Saturday, me and Gina, we have the Just J and Gina Storm show going. We're going to try to give y'all a few different looks. We're going to have some segments in there where we kind of like step away for a hot second and go ahead and get back into it. This will be a work in progress. So the poets that come in, you guys will help to be shaping this thing. You guys are going to be a part of this thing. By the energy that we get from you guys, the input that we get from you guys while we're chit-chatting with you and chopping it up with you. I've seen this happen before, so if you guys really want to be a part of this and go ahead and say, like, I was there day one and I was helping to put that together, to show up and be there would be the best way to do that.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Well, thank you very much. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge.
Oh, one last thing.
What's that?
Sunday, we have a interview with Tila Shell. She only gave me a few things that I had to stay away from, so if y'all want to know some things about Tila Shell, come on down, check out our sister and see who she really is. Let's go ahead and get in here.
Absolutely. I forgot to mention it too, in the event page for us. That way everybody knows where to go.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's the best way to get it around there. So, but once again, thank you very much. Appreciate you too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow, Diva, that you know what? I can't help but have an admiration for just Jay. He has an amazing voice, and his delivery is amazing as well.
Yeah.
But are we ready to open up this next microphone?
Yes.
Oh, man. We got a treat up in here. We got us Venom. Hey, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
You.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good. This is amazing. It's awesome to hear from you. Wow.
Glad to be heard. Glad to be heard. Yeah, it's been a minute.
It has. And you know, we gotta stop staying away for so long. I know life is happening, things is going on, but it's really, really amazing to always, you know, whenever you get a chance to hear from each other, you know. I'm not going to hold you too long. I appreciate you too. I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm going to ask you the question
all right.
this evening. Ready?
Sure.
All right. Past or present. If you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you at all times, what would it be?
Well, since my man, my brother, took my first answer, my second answer would be the tone of her voice.
Wow.
Because the tone of a person's voice can change the world. You know, if you're having a bad day and you hear that tone, and it can make you just put the biggest smile on your face, especially if you've been having a bad day or you're not feeling well, or, you know, or even just a person calling in the tone of the word hello, you know, it just makes it that much bigger, that much better to make you feel good, you know, or just someone just talking to you, you know, and you hear it and you haven't heard that voice or you haven't heard that's it just like, I just had this conversation recently where this past weekend someone asked a question, and the question was simply, it's kind of like goes with what your question was, but it said, if you can hear your, you know, a loved one that has passed away in death voice again, what price would you pay, you know? I thought about it, because I always think about that, and I said, I would love to hear my mom's voice and the tone that she always had with me, you know, and it could have been with other people, it could have been with my own dad, but it's just, she had a different type of sound.
Yeah.
You know, and so I reacted to that, you know, and that's what I would look for, the tone of a person's voice.
Wow, that's beautiful. Okay, all
yes,
right. I love that answer. I really do. Oh, Lord, y'all, excuse me. My cat just scared me. I forgot he was in here. He started moving. Almost jumped off the bed.
I was like, oh. Okay.
man,
you're going to make me laugh.
That's good. I'm gonna do, I know you both got something delicious for us to listen to tonight. I'm gonna stand back. I'm gonna put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. I hope I can still do what I used to do, but let's do it. All right. The title of this piece is simply, Can I? And I give you a little, it's really called Secret. I'm sorry. It's called Secret. So let's do it. Tell me a secret. I want you to tell me things you haven't told anyone else. Show me the spot on your body that makes you weak and the one that makes you hold on to your breath. Introduce me to your Yanni. Did you give her a name? Let's call her Little Miss Wet Wet, or better yet, Miss Creamy or Juicy. You see, I want to experience your gag reflex as you greedily suck me in. Watch me as I spill my seed, leaving drops of myself upon your chin. At that moment, you're curious as to how I'm able to sop you up now, right? Would my mouth linger on your pearl, or would I caress it with my thumb? Let me ask you, do you like toy play? Can I stick as the clit vibrates? Can I use your rose on you while you're being massaged by the yoni egg? Can I hit it all night so that you no longer feel your legs? As you begin to moan and beg to be free, I can divulge into you my kinkiest fantasies. Let me share a secret with you. Will you be down for some role play? Can you dress up like a whore, and maybe some S&M might be in store? We can take turns. Are you willing to be dominated or willing to be submissive? We can flip the role one night to see how you're able to handle one or the other, as long as we both able to come together, you see. Let me see how you respond when I call you someone else's name. Let me tell you how we can come together while we play my little game, Instinct.
Whoa. You said, let me see if I still got it, if you still got it. Oh, you got it. You got
you
it. Oh, I'm glad it's a mute button.
Well, I appreciate y'all.
I took a fuck myself a couple of times. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all. I haven't done nothing. I've been seriously laid up, so, you know, all I ask is anyone within the sound of my voice, just next week say a serious prayer for me, because I need it, you know, so just do that, you know.
Oh, we got it.
All right, ladies, I appreciate y'all letting me get on the mic, man, and good to hear Jess J, Gina, and my sister T. Lachelle, and somebody else I heard, and I was like, I didn't know him. But it was good to hear some poetry. I needed this, y'all. I appreciate y'all.
Oh, man, we always here. We are always a phone call away. Always.
Thank you.
Thank you for
all
coming.
All right,
through.
Y'all. Thank you for having me. Y'all take care,
okay? All right. One love, one more.
One love, one month. Peace.
Great. Wow, Diva. Yeah, he still got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he brought
it,
too.
Like I said, my goodness. I'm like,
yes. All right, let's get to this next caller. We got another kind of like a little stranger sometimes, but we're going to open up this bag, let it be. Right, we got Blaze up in here. Welcome, Blaze, to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Yo, what's happening with y'all?
We're chilling. We're chilling. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing good, man. Can't do too much complaining.
Right. It's good to hear from you. We don't get to hear from you that often these days, and I understand things is going on, you know. But it's awesome to hear from you tonight.
Definitely awesome to be here. I think I might do like a little romantic piece. You kind of like hear my voice tone. It's like I think I might want to do a little something nasty than a motherfucker, but I was thinking something romantic, but I think I might do a little nasty than a motherfucker type piece. I got to find it.
Well, while you're looking for it, my dude is going to ask you the question of the evening.
Yes.
All right, Blade. We want to know, past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you at all times, what would it be?
If I could keep a piece of my partner, what could it be? Clitoris.
Which lips you talking about? Which lips you talking about?
I think vulva. I think the vulva.
Okay.
Right. All right. I believe the vulva will probably be my favorite part.
Okay. Mm. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna stand back and put the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I am next. Beyond impenetrable thought, due to the impact of your physical attractiveness and the work of art that becomes you when that I am succumbed by, to me, You are so thrillingly beautiful to the point that your ambiance has seized me momentarily. But over an elongated period of time caused me to want to make love to your fragrant-filled bliss while giving your silhouette a gentle patting, rubbing to stimulate circulation, increasing supplements, relieving you of tension through gentle finger strokes, make your innermost juicy sanctions uncontrollably release themselves into my very being, albeit my main goal. I feel I need to relax all your thought processes, easing any uneasiness that might try to trouble your mindset or bring to the forefront any soldier-like mentality to war on your emotional battlefields. Please allow me to show you how compassionate I am in tenderizing your very being via the sweetest caress of these caring hands that were partially made to uplift the very character that you possess. Allow me to lay my lips ever so gently onto the most spiritual part of your embodiment for what may seem as just mere hours has transformed into indicative decades. I want to be able to bring sin to your door, Ella. Get it, Cinderella? I'm about to make your cream snow white when I stick one of my seven dwarfs in you, but about the size of Moby Dick, knowing that it'll get you soaking wet, making you want to hold me quick on your today, rolling over into your tomorrow while I continue to make you sleepy and hollow. I'll leave you colder than Elsin on frozen land. I'll grow, expand like a boat built by Noah's hands. I'm note the man that once you see me, you become beastly, becoming so freaky that even if I were locked up, you break in prison to free me. And in this sense, allowing me to release me inside your pee so freely, moving up all your interior passageways. I mean, I'd have to say to you are no longer squeaky, causing you to become leaky, putting a smile on your face that's way beyond cheesy. Yeah, I heard you say that you can't let me go, that you do whatever it takes to keep me, even ask to squeeze me inside your cheeky, cheeky, making you feel so peachy, peachy. Got you. Love me so much that even your ejaculation reeks me. True and deadly. Once I get what I want, you feeding the greedy me, then you can begin freeing me. You seeing me? Nah. I want to do it so much that I lock up in your lockup from you seizing me. I want to eat all that you stand for while sitting on my face. Please, displace all your seas in me. Yes, season me with all your herbs and spices and guarantee I'm going to make you feel your nicest. Let me see. How can I describe this? First of all, you don't fight this. Because with these vice grips, you might slip deeper into my clutches and slowly melt like heated ice chips. And you'd swear that I'd be wearing diapers the way you kept calling me
baby, baby, in a tone of seductive heightness. I've mentally given you orgasm after orgasm till you started experiencing war spasms, shaking like an earthquake, and this has only been our first date. I'm about to give you the best when you address, mind you, this has just been lunch sex. And now look at her. She's in the corner of her bedroom while exercising, crying, doing crunches, because the love was so good till it curled her toes so far back that it gave her a sprained ankle. When still somehow or other, she formed her lips. Teary thunderstorms came quick. She just stared at me and said, "Damn. Oh, God, that was so fucking good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Thank you. Please and peace. Thank you."
There you go. There you go. David, you have... This
I
is
no
the erotic love song.
Child.
Look at here. See, you know what, Diva? Everybody has been coming in here and they've been giving these beautiful pieces, and it's been so calming and so beautiful. I almost forgot that this is an erotic. This is the erotic love zone, you know? And I think the question put everybody in a different frame of mind. They kind of took a little bit away, but Blaze, yo, you brought us back to reality, dude. You brought us back to the erotic side of the erotic love zone, and that was dope. That was fine.
You are a performer.
You always perform for us. You go into these voices and these tones and different rhythms in your piece, and it's dope. Dope. And appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the poem says, thank you.
That's what's up. That's what's up. DB, you got anything for that?
Just like I said, I have no words. Like when you said that he reminded us of that this was the erotic love zone, I was like, man, it was like the bucket of ice just poured all over me. I'm like, woo! yeah. All right. Thanks so much, Blaze. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Got pretty much everybody's over there, you know, and Kalinda got your favorite drink waiting for you, you know. So you go on over there, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love, one mind.
I'm going to go over there and see if I can lick on a vulva or two.
Jesus. All right.
Say thank you after I lick.
Oh, my goodness. Diva. Ah, Diva. Okay. We ready for, you see who's coming up next? Do you see? Guess what? Right behind him is our, it's not one of our favorite New York joints. It's two of our favorite New York joints. Ooh, I'm excited. Let me open up these microphones. Shoot, here we go. First on the mic of our favorite New York joints is Mojave, a.k.a. Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Drap. Yo, shall I continue? Hey, hi. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Yeah. Are you muted?
Okay. Nope, he's not. We're going to open up this next mic. He's tired. So we're gonna let him rest, and we're gonna open up to our favorite New York. I don't know if I should open up his mic yet. I got some things to say, but I'm gonna open it anyway.
Hey,
J-Rock. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing?
Ladies, good evening.
It is indeed. Indeed. Woo. Let me, Diva, I don't know if you got a chance to check out the new poetry. And
wait,
J-Rob, what is the name of this series? Please, you tell us.
The series is entitled The Black Boudoir Poetry Series.
Lord, mercy, because it's absolutely delicious. Ladies, you cannot deny, if you have read this poetry or you have heard this amazing poet spit his poetry, you will know that you have to hold on to them panties, because it is definitely penny drop of time. I am so anxious, but I'm patient. I am anxiously awaiting everything, all that you have to give us coming in the future with this series, because it's, all right. Lord.
Well,
Diva, if you haven't, you got to check it out.
The Black Boudoir Poetry Series is a collection of short pieces that came about because there are some people who said to me that my poetry is too long. And I said, it's not that my poetry is too long. Your attention is too short. I'm a spoken word poet, so I write it the way I perform it.
Yeah.
And there's times that it'll be in length. I mean, I don't write it like 15 pages, but if you read like the average person, you read it the way I wrote it, and I wrote it the way I perform it, it's usually a two-minute piece. And if people are telling me that they can't take 2 minutes or maybe 3 minutes to read a simple piece of poetry, then I'm sorry. So I said, you know what, let me think of something. And I'm looking at pieces of poetry from 40, 50, 60 years ago. And there was only a handful of people, especially brothers, who did black and white poetry, the silhouettes, if you will. And I wanted to write something from a black man's perspective in relation to his love of black women. And that's black women across the board, whether you're Afro-Latina, whether you're Afro-French, whether you're African, from the motherland, African-American. You know, these are just chocolate wishes, and that's all this is. And I wanted to take different, very tasteful pictures of people that I know and people that I don't know and utilize them like they did back in the day. And like you have noir poetry, which is dark poetry, but it's all towards the romantic side of black love. So I didn't want to use noir because it's been used before. So boudoir is a cool way of somebody inviting you not to my bedroom, but to my special place romantically. And my romantic place is the boudoir. And I think all of us have one. It's pretty cool to be able to write something short. And I'm challenging myself because I stopped writing short pieces some time ago, but I wanted to do something that made it connect. And I want the pieces to connect, and I want the message to be clear. So I want ladies to understand that there are brothers out here that really do write romantic pieces. And I heard something from Malcolm X, and Malcolm said one of the most disrespectful women in America is the black woman. And I wanted to dispel that. So that's why I wrote it the way I wrote it.
Well,
kudos to you.
I love it. It's child. And you know what? You put It's like it's a whole show. You put the music to it. You give us the visual, not only through the words, but the picture that you post with poetry. It's as most of your pictures are animated, and I love that because just that one part, it captivates you, and it puts you in a certain mood even before you start to read or start to hear the words. So, I'm excited. And I actually know you. That's what's up. But we're gonna get to the question of the evening.
That is so
yeah.
Cool. I honestly will tell y'all I am nothing special when it comes to this.
Well,
you.
Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome. You know I'm going to get you. But I'm going to leave that for behind the scenes. But Diva, is it your turn to ask the question or is it mine?
It's yours, darling.
It's my turn. All right. Well, J-Rob, past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you all the time, what would it be?
It would have to be something in the past because I don't have anybody current. So what would it be? That definitely have to be something in my past, so I guess it'd have to be her kiss.
Ooh, her kiss. Why?
Ooh, I like that.
Kissing? Yeah. Like real kissing? Like having someone sit on your lap kissing? Standing up pressed against the wall kissing? You know, her pressed up against you, you pressed up against her, kissing and grinding, kissing and till your jaws hurt, kissing until you got to wipe your mouth and then you'll go right back to kissing. That shit. Not like it used to be. I mean, a lot of women don't like kissing anymore.
I love it.
I don't know why, but that's my shit. And if you have found somebody that you really enjoy kissing, then what tends to happen, that's the one thing that'll prelude to everything else, and it really sets the tone for whatever happens after that. But that kissing, when it's hot, y'all still got your clothes on and it's still hot. And even when you're kissing, it's a slow takeoff of clothes, not a whole rapid thing. It's because you're so into that kiss, it's like, yo, goddamn. Especially when they can kiss and they enjoy kissing you back, not kissing you because you like it, because if someone's kissing you because you like it, it's like, let me just eat spaghetti because this shit is horrible.
Let me tell you something.
But a good kiss?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Kissing is one of my favorite things, if not my favorite thing to do, because I am a good kisser. I know I am. And I've lucked up and actually gotten a few good kissers in the process. But they always, after that first initial lip lock, they pull back and we're like, damn. And then they go right back into it. So, you know, I love, man, you, everything you said, I agree with 100%. 100%. So.
Yeah, man, kiss me. That's the one thing my ex told me that she misses about our relationship, that I guess whoever she wound up with. Like, didn't take kissing as serious as I did. They're like, they're not into it. Okay.
Some people just can't kiss, though. You know? It's like you said, they suck at it. That no matter how hard they, you know, I think real kissers, what say you? You think they're born or they're made?
they're made. Because if I had a woman when I was younger tell me, this is how I want you to kiss me. And she's like, don't kiss me like them other chicks kiss you. Kiss me like the way I want to be kissed. And I was like, talk to me.
Mm.
And she sat on my lap and told me exactly what she was going to do. And she was like, I want you to do exactly what I'm about to do to you. And she tongue-kissed the palm of my hand and said, do that to me. And I was like, fuck
Lord.
Me. I was like, oh,
Lord.
Shit. Like, literally,
Lord.
She kissed the palm of my hand. And I was like, I could do that.
That's what's up. And it's a beautiful
thing.
Put
me in coach.
It was really
me and coach, I could do it.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you're going to see some of that in the Black Boudoir series in the next couple of days. Just to let folks know, this is a 2-week series.
Okay.
So every other day, you'll get a new piece.
Okay. And
you know, if you're listening to the music, I'm only playing slow jams.
Because
a lot, the other parts of this equation is, unfortunately, a lot of artists right now, they're not making slow jams. You know, a real good slow jam is just as dope right now in 2022 as it was in 1990, as it was in 1985, as it was in 1970. If it's a dope slow jam. But a lot of folks aren't making slow. They got some phenomenal artists, but no one's making slow jams.
Mm-hmm.
Music
You're
Soul
right.
Child, Jill Scott. A lot of folks are just not writing slow jams, and that's cool. Usher, pick somebody. Nobody making slow jams. Nobody wants to dance slow anymore.
No,
that's where that's where the Black Boudoir comes in. Men got to go back to romancing their women. And, I mean, just imagine you and your man in the middle of his living room or the middle of your living room, and you just playing some dope slow jams, and y'all just dancing slowly in the damn dark. Or you got one candle somewhere in the living room flickering, and your shadow is really big against the wall. It's just y'all. Just y'all. And y'all just dancing. You might make out a little bit, but you just slow dance. There's a slow dragon, however you put it, but you're just, it's just y'all. Don't turn around and give me your ass. Turn around and look at me. Let me hold you and pull you closer. Let me put my face in your neck and, you know, let me grab you real tight. Let a woman, the dopest thing for a dude is when a woman take her hands and drapes both of them around the back of a brother's neck. And, y'all, this shit is dope, and we don't do that no more.
You're right. We don't.
So,
we don't.
Netflix
right.
and a movie. So I'm trying I want to bring Black romance back.
And that you are doing.
Real Black romance.
That you're doing.
Get ready for this
because
there's going to be some really dope music. And
I love it.
I'm touching on subjects that I think is relatable. But I'm sorry for rambling. Excuse me, ladies.
Okay, J-Rob, well, we know that you brought something delicious for us to listen to. So without further ado, I'm going to stand back, put the spotlight on you whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I need you to kiss me like you were staring. When I was staring at your lips and I'm wondering what's taking you so long to line up your lips with mine. I mean, what ancient sentient do I have to pay homage to just to get you to satisfy my salivating fixations of you? The hell? I ain't no rapper no more. But I'm headsprung over your oral-shaped empire, so much so that even your kisses are illmatic. I want to kiss you. But I need you to kiss me like your favorite song is on repeat all night long as we hold each other like intertwined rope. I want you to kiss me as if tomorrow will never come because tonight is the last night of our lives. I want you to kiss me as if you're getting married to someone else in the morning and you need to know if you're doing the right thing, and this kiss will answer all of your questions and satisfy your doubts. And then I want you to kiss me like I'm free at last, and I'm able to make all of your dreams come true at last. Thank God Almighty. Kiss me as if finally has had a heartbeat that needed resuscitation through our osculation. Kiss me like the happy ending stories you've always read about and loved and needed reassurance that it's all this come true dreams and more. Kiss me like we've lived in a place where passion was prohibited, but we keep breaking prohibition rules in every private speakeasy until our mouths get tired, our jaws begin to hurt, but it felt and tasted so goddamn. Kiss me like you never want me to whisper the name of any other woman again. You have sucked the alphabet of every name out of my mouth, and the love language that you and I have created is clearly articulated through this kiss, and make it so much so that it is as if your tongue is the reason that I am able to speak in the first place, and your saliva dripping off the tip of your tongue is my personal truth serum. Just kiss me like you're not fucking around. Are you trying to keep me? And it proves to me that this kiss won't be the last thing that I ever taste while you do perfect ballerina pirouette somewhere in my mouth that lasts for 3 days and tastes like forever. Just kiss me. I am J. Rob, the Wise Son, and this is A Deeper Shade of Soul.
Damn, hold up. You said, oh my God, I'm lost. What was I going to say? Oh, wait a minute. Damn, you said kiss me like you're not fucking around. That, yo. That, I'm dead. I'm so good with, oh, Lord. That was, God, that, I think that was the dopest line in there. It's, oh my God, yo, what are you talking to like that? Damn. Oh my God. What? Oh Lord.
It was amazing. You know, ever since I've let's just say met J. Rob, or has ever since he's been in Epiphany, I have been in awe of his writing, and the delivery is amazing. And I'm thinking, like, kiss me, what was it for? Like, not like 3 days, or it was forever, or something like that. And I'm thinking, yes, whatever it is, yes, that's how I feel. I'm like, wow. So, my gracious. Congratulations to you, sir. And much respect.
Congratulations.
Salute. Well, you know, in your black bourgeois series, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. Trust me. Beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really hope, and this is all directed to the ladies, so I hope y'all enjoyed it. And to any fellow brothers, feel free to copy and paste some of his poetry to a woman you're interested in, romantically speaking, if you dig it that much. Because some of y'all going to need a seatbelt where I'm about to take this.
Lord. I don't, okay, congratulations. But I want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank y'all. Because if none of you read it, it doesn't get any traction. Mm. You know, like I posted the first one on Saturday, and I got like 100 views. The second one got maybe 350 views, and the third one got almost 600 views. So people are catching on, and I'm blessed that y'all enjoy the material that much.
It's delicious.
What
do you
without y'all, it doesn't make sense.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They don't have any choice because what you write is incredible. And I just think I love it.
Thank you. Those words right there, we don't have a choice. We are just, we are pulled in from the very first. I mean, if it ain't the words that get you first, it's the visual, the picture itself.
Lord. And then it's the wanting of having it. That's how I feel. I want to have it. Now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's why I chose the type of pictures that I'm using, because it helps with the imagery.
It does. Mm-hmm.
So thank all of you, really. Thank all of you, because, like, I mean, we're all poets in this game, and like anything else, all we ever want to be is heard. So I want to thank all of the, starting with the two of you. Thank you for thank you for putting some eyes on my poetry and sharing it and letting somebody else know this is worth taking a look at. That truly means a lot to me from the bottom of my heart. So without ladies like the two of you and the other women in the Epiphany Radio universe and our other friends and brothers and what have you, doing this stuff makes no sense. So again, thank you both for giving my poetry some eyes.
No, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you for giving it to us. Man, I will always, always put eyes on your work. Always. All I got to do is see your name. All I got to just smell you there, and I already know it's worth looking. Always.
It means a lot.
Man, I love it. I love it. But before we let you skate out of here, there are other things that you have going on in the world of poetry. Why don't you let everybody know what you got going on over here in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe?
In the Epiphany Radio Universe, a big shout out to Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, because Van, if people don't know, Van and I have like 5 or 6 pages of titles for shows for maybe the next 7 months. But Van and I had a conversation, and he told me how much he loved the black boudoir poetry. And the concept for this week will be black boudoir poetry. And we would like for you to bring your version of what you think is to your version of black boudoir, however that might tickle your fancy, and that's where we're going this week. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's what I'm talking about. Can you just say black boudoir one more time? I like the way you say it.
This is the Black Boudoir Poetry Series.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got a little French up in you somewhere. I hear it. You say that word too good. Too good. But,
I'm trying to be vain. I'm trying to be vain. Black Boudoir. Because my brother speaks extremely well French.
Me are you, okay? Stay as your individual. Well, I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
Thank you, but I'll tell you what. Going over there to the Love Lounge because Van wasn't able to make it tonight, and Kalinda knows that.
Van's not here.
No, he's not. He's
Van
not.
Didn't make it in?
No, not really. No. Uh-oh.
Okay. Hey, I'm just saying, if he didn't make it, all I want to say is, hello, Kalinda. Daddy,
hello. I wasn't what I was going to say, but okay. All right. See? Oh, Lord. Well, you know who else is over there? T. LaShaw is over there.
Oh, God,
who
yes.
Who else is over there? We got
Tina Storm is over there.
I might have to put Kalinda on hold because Tina Shell is a dime. Who else?
We got Gina Storm over there. We got more poets we got to get to. So thank you very much, Jay Rob.
Oh, no. Hey. Y'all have a good night. I got shit to do at the bar. Talk to you soon. Coming, mother.
Oh, God. He's crazy. Diva, let's go back up here and open up Javi's mic again. Okay. Again. I'm not announcing you like I did. That was a priceless announcement, and you wasn't dear. But I'm going to say, hey, Javi, welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
Hey,
I'm
tired. But I'm okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry that happened and everything else. But I'm here. I'm awake.
Crazy. Well, happy as always to have you here. Thank you so much for coming through. Because I know you work hard, dude. I know you're tired, and every second spent with you and being in your presence is a precious moment for me. So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I just got your VIP to hang out. Gotta get VIP to hang out. One good time. I'm gonna come over the thing, but you ain't going nowhere, man. The next time you tell me you gonna come someplace, I'm just like, nah, VIP, you ain't even going nowhere. You gonna be where you at. You gonna be wherever you at, getting your doobie messed up. That's all I'm gonna say. Wherever you gonna be is where you gonna be getting your doobie messed up. So every time I see you, your head messed up. I know what you're doing, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Next.
You ain't right.
All right.
So, who is it? I'm a little sleepy myself. I don't know if I just asked the question of J-Rob or you did, Diva. Who is it?
You asked the question of J-Rob. I got Mr. Iron Man.
All right.
Well, all right. So, we want to know, past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you all the time, what would it be?
Oh, man, y'all with these questions, I swear. Hey, let's make some questions people can tell on themselves. Let's go. come on, let's go. No, what was the best thing? This is funny. I was having this whole conversation with my son couple hours ago. By the way, keeping his all his requirements, he's graduating. He's going to be a doctor. He's pretty much a doctor now. Yay! Okay.
Wonderful. Congratulations, Sam.
Thank you. Let me see. I don't know if it's a piece. You know, I just think that I don't really think it's like a thing. I think it's like something, you know, because you can do things that super surpass certain things. And I think, like I realized, like, today, I was like, you know, Vicky's joke, I was like, oh, I have nothing to say to her. I don't care. But I don't know. It was just like, I don't know. There's not really anything I would keep from, except maybe, I don't know. She was the master of doing, like, I don't know. I guess it would be like if you ever had to go do something, like if you had to move or go or get something done, she had more get up and go than anybody I ever met in my entire life. Like she was never about the bullshit. She was always about like, yo, get it done. Like then and there, on the spot, blah, blah, blah. You know, you don't meet too many people. Most people drag their feet. They be on some other stuff, but I don't know. That would be probably like, be it, I guess, I suppose. But like, can't think of anything good. I can't think of anything good. It's bad. Oh, wait. She could pick a razor bump. Like, you know, like, that's the other thing. She picked, like, you, if you had somebody who just loved to pick razor bumps, that was the one thing that she could do, like, all day long. Like she could hate your guts and she'll pick a razor bump. So maybe that. I don't know. It's not a good question for me.
Yes,
it is. I mean, if that's what you could take, if that's what, you know, it's the little things, man, that give us pleasure. Sure, I understand. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I mean, he's kind of like a female malignant narcissist. It's kind of hard. Trying to figure out the good. What's good? What's nice about that? I don't know.
Lord.
I just really get back. It's just, you know. It's just bad. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I have any good to everybody. Oh, this is good. I'm like, I don't know. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like she was like the best kisser. Wasn't like she did certain things. It's just, I don't know. That's it. I just, you know, that's bad. Oh, this really sucks to me. This really sucks to me. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to. It just really went down bad. No, but,
okay.
You know.
Bart, okay.
I pretty much, shout out to my cousin. You nasty bastard. I seen you too. I heard you saying this whole thing about your black people are serious.
I think it's
me mad. Don't come in here with that. And I still ain't get my pictures and a honey drip for sure. And I'm going to talk shit about you online until you do it. So there it is.
Okay. I ain't got a nickel in that dime.
I say good day, sir. No patches for you until you take a picture in the shirt. No patches for you.
Lord. Well, Mojave, thank you for that. There are no wrong answers. Okay, everybody wants what they want. But speaking of wanting, because we want you to give us what you brought for us to listen to tonight, because we know it's delicious. You can't drink. So what I'm going to do,
I got some pre-breakfast and goofiness for you. I have some pre-breakfast and goofiness. I do.
Well, I'm going to stay back. I'm going to put the spotlight on you, and whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, bet. I don't know if y'all can hear that. Feels the way your lips spilled against mine. Sudden, explosive, careful, an exploit, anticipation full of ecstasy. You say that you hate me. Well, how did we get here? This moment, full of passion, bodies responding, hardness from blood, reaching into pleasure centers as we enter our mouths into deft and delicate dance. In your mind, the betrayal, you said that you wouldn't do this, yet it feels right, connection of light, harder to fight when and whim to let him win. Lips brushing skin, wetness detailing sin. Let the games begin. Hands are like law enforcement, patting bodies down, guns aimed at pelvis, freeze. Let these hands put you at ease. Let your mind release the tight leash that inhibits your ability to be free sexually. Your triggers offset by kisses and multiple touches to your figure. The bed nearby asks us to lie, to tell us truths about wanting each other. The covers caressing body, asking for naked skin. The way your legs hit on shoulders, you're grabbing me, pulling me deeper. If you ask me that this would be conventional, it's intentional. What we know doesn't need an explanation. Our connection is greater than the sensation. What greater pleasure it is to be close than possible without penetration, to have you scream to come than to be creamed until my command, you wanting for this plane to land, got me wanting to stand up in it. But I won't. I need you, writhing in ecstasy. I need you. I need you. Closer to me, reaching heights, skyscraper, standing next to a ledge. We edge, your skin is an erogenous zone. Let us alone and how you pull an oasis flowing from the bush, which deserves to be bullied, clit chipped by tongue push, slick flick between dips, sips from your river to cause quivers, just to make you ready, to make you feel unsteady, fat, bulbous head to your sled, pink turned swollen, blood calling, conjuring, a bee seeking your pollen. I want you to feel me, this nigga, sweet, peeped from how you were squirming, worming about because I won't let you pull. Let it go into the hole, slow, hold legs up, sucking French tip manicured toes while you take my intention and circle in motion slow. Let me feel the wetness grow till I tell you that you belong to me. You are glutton for punishment. You want me inside. It is the slip and slide that causes you to glide back and forth, to and fro. So we go and go. Your breath changes and the strangest thing occurs. The creamy wetness flowing through your fur, the screams that purr, is now that I stab deep, press you tight, and stir, and stir, and stir, and stir.
Great good God almighty.
Child, I forgot what I was trying to do. Lord.
How many times did you say, I need you?
I need you. Yes.
Dude.
Message.
I'm trying to hold on.
Y'all didn't hear that. I tripped. Almost fell on the damn steps just now.
Oh,
my God. That was beautiful. Here we go. Ooh. What? Shit. I can't even grab one single line out of there right now because everything in there was beautiful. And you're another one where your flow, the sound of your voice is even though it's soft, it's still intentional, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. Thank you for that piece, huh? Yo,
thank
Steve,
you.
What you get for that?
So I got lost a couple of times, and then just as soon as I was thrown off by one line, doggone it, I was thrown off by another. And then when I heard something about writhing under him, I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on a minute. So, first of all, it was delicious. It was delectable and downright sensuous. No, I loved it. Not, wait a minute. I always love it. Okay.
Right?
But,
but love it.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh. That's how
I had to make my own little mix. So I made my own little mix. So.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's what I was like. I was like, mm-hmm. You heard it. It was beautiful.
Oh.
Javi, mm-hmm. Before we let you skate out of here and going over there to the Love Lounge, can you tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Universe? Oh, I'm glad you asked me that question. Hold on. Let me fix this real quick. Okay. Let's go. Oh, wait a second. Well, this Tuesday on the Epiphany Radio Universe for Real Entertainment Network, we will be having War Council. And in War Council, this week's topic will be connection versus attachment. What is a true connection? What is attachment? What is the expectations in the relationship revolving around being connected to someone versus being attached to someone? Which one rules? And we'll be going through a few other things that we talk about in the World Council all the time. I bring up these cases and talk about it as we share these different things. We're going to talk about value versus, foundation and things of that sort. It's going to be a church discussion. First time back to the War Council. It's going to be super amazing and incredible. And it's going to be joined by an equal, egalitarian, conscious creative community that comes forth to talk about this thing. Beautiful. Get into a good conversation. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about community. We're going to talk about current events. War Council is going to happen this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Mountain Time, and 6 p.m. on the West Coast here on Epiphany Radio Universe, the Starship, where we boldly go where poems have not gone before. Of the Real Entertainment Network, take your socks off. I mean, the baby.
I like that. Where poetry boldly goes. What is? I like that.
I'll be working on the culture. I'll be working on the culture. I got everybody be like, yeah, Epiphany Radio Universe. Everybody's like, yeah, what's going on in Epiphany Radio Universe? I was like, yeah, work. Yeah, King's culture. That's why I was like, Epiphany Radio Universe. Starship. The Starship. And they're like, because we're all Star Trek nerds. I think people forget about that. Every single one of us, we're Star Trek nerds. It's that, But mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, that's what I said. Well, we all like Star Trek. So we're on the Starship. Let's go work. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right, yeah, we got to get to this next call, love.
No problem. Slide me off to the side.
You.
All right.
Thank you, darling. One love, one mic. Diva. We can really bring in another diva. Okay. Open up this microphone to a Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Still Dwina, a.k.a. Edwina Simmons. Hey, Queen. Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing today?
I'm doing. Hey, divas, how are you guys doing? Oh my God, them toes in here, they ain't cutting up.
Yeah, they are. Yes, they are. But they bringing it, and I appreciate it.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to. I've been checking out J. Rob's Black Boudoir series,
yeah.
And it is something special.
something special.
Hold on, hold on to your panty draw.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because this is
yes. That is very true. It's very dope. I'm loving it. I love the direction he's taking it. That's so awesome. And to hear the reason he set it up that way, that's cool. That's really cool. Stay reinventing things. I love it so much. I love it. That's so awesome.
I think that's what's part of what makes us work, you know?
Yes.
To keep bringing something new and fresh. You know, thought-provoking. Mm. That's how I think.
Right.
You know, not only is it a lot of love, but it's thought-provoking, and I like that.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. That is so true. I love it. I really do. Oh, gosh, yes. Oh, child, you're getting late. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do here. We're going to be nice or not.
Well, we got to ask you the question first.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Whose turn is it? Oh, it really don't even matter. Okay. So past or present, if you could have kept or could keep a piece of your partner with you all the time, what would it be?
I would say his mouth.
His mouth?
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not okay. Just for the obvious reason, because it is a uh-huh. You know, it's a national treasure and it should be protected at all costs.
Absolutely, I like that national
but above
treasure.
That, like, yeah, but a mm-hmm. man that like speaks into you and speaks strength into you and you know speaks evolution and life. Into you on a regular basis is such a blessing because there's so many people that don't. They see you as competition or a problem. But to have a person that's constantly speaking into you, I wish I could just take that part of him and put it in my pocket sometimes. But for other reasons, but that's the main purpose. He's a, I love the way he speaks into me and into the people that he cares about. I just, you know. Of the person, so I'll say the mouth. If I had to take one part, it would be that part because it's multifunctional and a wide variety of wonderful uses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, ooh. I agree. I absolutely concur, 100%. I do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. Okay.
No problem.
Wow. So, okay. Eva, you are actually closing out the show for us. And we are just anxious to hear what you brought delicious for us to listen to tonight. So without further ado, I'm going to stand back, put the spotlight on you,
right.
And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right, I'm out of this piece. While my lover sleeps, I listen closely to the symphony that plays as he lays. Splayed across my bed, his arms cradle my head. I tuck in close, his arms and my body entwined. This feels like ever after this time. This feeling reminds me of fresh baked bread wafting up from a hearthside homestead. This feels sacred, wrapped and flanked in each other like blankets. I feel content. I close my eyes and listen to the lullaby. His heartbeat strums against my back. Playing a gentle pitter-pat, even his snores are gentle beasts, gently calling out to me. They begin as a growl in his barrel chest, followed by the gentlest puff that is his out-breath, cocooned like womb, at peace, together. I could lay here like this forever. So often I selfishly long for a life where you could just speak into me. With the moon as a timepiece, our dreams a compass. I long to be the freedom in your free time and the belly full of butterflies in your favorite song. I long to be in your arms. I'm remiss at the missing of your delicate kisses, the warmth of your cuddle and your baby soft whiskers indifferent to every sentiment beyond our bedpost, see? It's placid here on the surface of this kiss. It's a lake with no wind. It's an eternity etched in goose flesh skin. It's urgently easy here. A relentless surrendering to the warmth of another sun, to the tide of a new moon. Here is a dope poem with no ending. Water with no bottom, too deep to dive in. Here is me, clay pliable for the first time in forever. Here is satiated hunger for unfamiliar foods and truths as juicy as forbidden fruit. It's so tranquil here on the surface of this moment, this easy-skinned river, this melding so perfect, so purple, like my favorite color, and fresh bruises. It's like knowing something unfamiliar. It's in my guts. It's in my skin like your scent. It's in my dreams. It's on my mind. It's in your hands here. It's on my face. It's in your beard like my fingers. It's somewhere between before, ever, and after, and it exists for an eternity that is so, so easy. I could live on the surface of it forever, like hope lives on a dandelion puff wish. Here is me. Here is you, flesh, perfect, giving and taking in equal measure. Here is neither greedy nor gracious. Here is yes to everything and no to forgetting. Here is tattooed behind my eyelids and emblazoned on my skin. It's a saccharine tinge left on my lips. Here nothing is forbidden and all is light, sun and feather. Here is flight. Kiss is branded on my soul. I take a second to thank God for keeping him whole. I love to kiss his frontal lobe and pray for his peace. I think of all these things as my love asleep. And that's that piece.
Oh, my God. That was so beautiful. So descriptive and transparent. That was absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
Wow.
I appreciate it. I was going to go with something dirtier, but I said, you know what? Let's it's such a nice night. Let's not do
that. Okay.
I think that's
yeah. That was beautiful, though, man. What a lucky guy. You have such beautiful thoughts of him in your head. Oh, my God. I love that.
Thanks.
Yo. Eva, what you got for that?
Good look. I had just hit back channel, and it was said his kiss was tattooed on my soul. That's the line I got. I'm like, wow, you know.
Okay.
Yes. You know, it hits me because, you know, I'm grateful that I have a partner, and, you know, his name is just, it just feels like it's just all tattooed in my heart. So I know how that feels, and I love that piece.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Eva. I appreciate
yes.
it.
Oh, man, we appreciate you. But before you skate up out of here, can you please tell everybody what you got going on in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe and what you got going on outside? Let's know.
Lady, okay, for sure. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure to join us back here on Epiphany Radio Monday night, 12/12/22, for King and Queen's Quarters. This week, we have a question for you guys. How do you move when you bend the rules is the topic that we're discussing on Monday. So bring, you know, your poetic perspective, any poems that you would love to read, and, you know, just let's topic that further. That's Monday night, 9 p.m., right here on Epiphany Radio. Back to you, ladies.
Somebody's stealing something, getting away with it. Okay, I like that. Thank you so much, Queen. We appreciate you always supporting and coming through. Love your poetry. Love it. Love it. You're amazing.
Thank you guys for having this space because I think that your night is so awesome and it's so necessary because it allows people to be more free. You know, you free up a part of yourself that I know for me, I didn't realize was there before. So I love the erotic love zone. So, you guys, keep doing what you're doing. I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next week. I'll be back.
I know that's right. Thank you. One love, one mic.
One love. One love, one mic.
Oh, man, Diva, this was an amazing show. I wasn't expecting it, but wow.
Yeah.
This was amazing.
It was.
The poetry was, like I said, was transparent and just beautiful tonight. And, oh, my God, I loved it. Any closing words, Diva?
Everyone, just thank you so much for those who listened online and came through tonight. Thank you so much. I am so appreciative of everyone's support for the show. We try to make it we make it do what it do, as my diva would say. So look, y'all stay safe and God bless you, diva.
Yeah, well, she said. And everybody, I want y'all to definitely stay safe, okay? These germs out here ain't no joke. They still messing with us, okay? So, you know, use common sense. You don't feel good, stay away from people until you do. Simple as that. Get that good relationship going with yourself. Is there in life spirit. And continue to love and respect one another. And with that, I'm going to take y'all out and say peace.